From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our Gospel program. We will be turning in our Bibles to John chapter 11 today. Our subject is the sickness, death, and resurrection of Lazarus. Do have your Bibles open at that portion. Let me remind you about our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We commence a series of Gospel studies based upon the tragedy that took place recently in Asia. We have entitled the study, Gospel Lessons from the Asian Tsunami. Please remember the 9 o'clock program. Could I remind all our listeners of the free tapes that we offer of sermons featured in our programs? Recently, we featured such titles as A Great Evangelist's Mournful Lament, Ignoring the Visible and Investigating the Invisible, The Unwelcome Christ. If you would like a cassette tape of any or indeed of all these messages, please contact me. Details as to how you may do this are given at the end of the program, so have a pen and paper ready. I'd like to play the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The writer, Joseph Scriven, was a man from Banbridge. I would like to play the hymn for Mr. Noel Fluke, who is in Craigavon Hospital at present in Ward 1 North. It comes from his wife and family and friends with the message that all are remembering him in prayer at this time. May the Lord lay his hand upon you, Noel. After the hymn, we will be turning to John chapter 11. Here then is Joseph Scriven's lovely hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We're turning to John chapter 11, and our subject, the sickness, death, and resurrection of Lazarus. This will be the first of a series of studies in this chapter. This chapter records a miracle that is not recorded in any other gospel. As is ever the case with John's accounts, the matter is recorded in great detail. The whole chapter provides us with further convincing proof of the Savior's divinity. As God, he commands death to yield up its prey, and it does. He reveals to us a foreshadowing of that day when Christ will call all of his people from their graves. This chapter also records the sympathy that the Savior felt for his troubled saints. He was deeply touched with the grief and sorrow of Mary and Martha at the loss of their brother Lazarus. Let us commence our study with the simple truth that Christians may be struck down with sickness just like anyone else. It is specifically said in verse 5, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." Lazarus could indeed be referred to by his sisters in their appeal to Christ as "he whom thou lovest," verse 3. And yet, for all this, Lazarus was sick, and it was unto death. I believe that he was still quite a young man when this happened, so he was in his prime, and could ordinarily be expected to live many years. And yet here he was, struck down with a fatal illness. Furthermore, it should be remembered that the home of Lazarus was ever open to the Savior, and his sisters were both godly women. And yet here he is, sick unto death. Dear Christian, the Lord may allow sickness and death to visit the very best of his people. It is no evidence of sin in the life or of the judgment of God upon a person when sickness comes, as some foolish people would claim. I do not say that sickness is never a sign of God's displeasure. What I say is that it is not always so. The sickness was for the glory of God. Verse 4. When sickness comes to us, Christian, let us bear it to the glory of God. Furthermore, sickness tends to remind us that we will not live forever. We are all subject to decay, decline, and death. Every bout of illness, in ourselves and in others, serves to remind us all of this. Secondly, learn that when we are in need, it is best to go to the Savior. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." Verse 3. Joseph Scriven wrote, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear." He was absolutely correct. Please note that when we call on the Lord in our time of trouble, we must, in faith, leave the matter with him to deal with it according to his great wisdom and love. The Savior's reaction to the request of Mary and Martha ought to be noted. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Verse 6. It is stated in the previous verse that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So his action in not going to Bethany was one taken in love, though it might appear otherwise to us. The Savior had a purpose in delaying his coming to Bethany. He only started for Bethany when he knew that Lazarus was dead. Verses 11 through to 15 tell us this. The death of Lazarus and what would follow was for the strengthening of the faith of the disciples. "And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe." Verse 15. God's ways are not our ways. He accomplishes his purpose in our lives by means and ways that we at first do not understand. Finally, we should note how Christ speaks of the death of a Christian. He speaks of it as sleep, verse 11. He does so because as sleep is a season of refreshment for our bodies and minds, so death is for the true Christian a season of great refreshment. When the Christian dies, their body is laid in a grave to return to the dust from whence it came, but their redeemed soul goes immediately into the presence of Christ. Therefore, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the verses 6 and 8. The soul of the redeemed enters Christ's presence at death. Christ also calls the death of a Christian as sleep because it is as easy for him to awaken them from death as it is for us to awaken a person who is asleep. Christ demonstrates that later in this chapter. What will death be for you, my friend? Will it be the beginning of everlasting damnation? For you rejected Christ as your Savior. Or will it be as a sleep, in which you enter the presence of Christ in heaven and enjoy the blessedness spoken of in Revelation 14, verse 13? And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead, which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Well, which will it be for you? The blessed rest of the child of God, or the everlasting night of a lost sinner? Prepare now for that inevitable journey we must all take. Come to Christ, make no delay. Repent of your sin and trust in his blood and righteousness for your redemption. By faith, step into Christ, so that when death comes, it will find you safe in him. Do remember our program tonight. Join me at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we Let the Bible Speak.